The head of irrigation at the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Dr. Ben Nyamadi, has warned those building on government-acquired lands for irrigation and other projects to stop or face demolition. Dr. Nyamadi told Radio Ghana that encroachment on lands at Dowenya and Amrahia are defeating government's purpose of promoting the production of food in large quantities for consumption and export. He spoke to George Ankra.
In the case of Amrahia, the owners of the land came to government and said, we have given you this land. If you won't use it and you leave it for people to sell, then give it back to us. We have done a publication in Graphic and Times. These are the roadmaps for which government has mapped out to deal with the situation.
We don't seem to be getting any result. Why is this so?
You know, protecting of land in Accra and surrounding is a very difficult task because you are not there. We have even engaged the army and it was not sustainable because we were paying about 30,000 Ghana cedis for them to give us protection in the area for 1 month. And you can imagine that how long can we do that?
Is it impossible for government to move in and demolish the structures?
That is what it is. We are in conversation with the district assembly. The district assembly said they never give permit to anybody to build in that government land area. So anybody who is building there at his own peril. So the district assembly itself last week also did the same publication warning people of building in the area. What I want to state is that we have not sat down for people to encroach. When the encroachment started, we had engaged the services of the military, the Southern Command, and then they gave us protection. That's about 3 years ago. But the cost of that protection, we can't continue because paying about 30,000 Ghana cedis for that protection within a period is unsustainable. So we decided that we'll combine with the district assembly for them to help us with the building inspectors to make sure that the encroachment would not happen. But they are also overwhelmed. So now what government in collaboration with Ministry of Food and Agriculture and Irrigation is doing is to have the last attack. Because if we are not careful, before we realize the area earmarked for irrigation, for which government has got $3 million from Republic of Korea to do the rehabilitation, we'll go to none. This land has been acquired by government and compensation paid to the family. We have all the documents. The families that receive the compensation are all there. But incidentally, when you drive past the right side of where they are encroaching, which is adjacent to Central University, it's clean. Nobody is encroaching there. So you can see that some people are not just doing what is right. The law is there, but people are flouting the law.
What is it that is preventing demolition?
We've done it at Weja, where 25 hectares of land was encroached. And after we have done the rehabilitation, within a period of 3 months, people have gone to build there. The whole 25 hectares was demolished. That was 3 years, 4 years ago. So that is the next step to do because the law says that if you don't have a permit, and even so now building on Ghana government land, which compensation has been paid by the taxpayers' money, we can't leave people to just misbehave. We would demolish everybody's house which is there.